100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's kind of a strange URL right now. I mean, with all the things that are going on. But I'm still here, and I hope you're out there, washing your hands, staying safe, and hoping with me that there's a vaccine or a cure or something that comes along. Well, let's get on with this, because one of the things that we've got to do while we're all cooped up in our homes or wandering out there as quickly as possible to get whatever's left on the shelves, we got to be creative, get into our imaginations, and it's kind of safe there for some of us. The topic of the weekly challenge for this week is golf. Let's go ahead and listen to what y'all have out there, and I'll be back after all the stories, okay?
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I am the bridge. I bridge the gulf between assurance and horror, between hope and desperation, between prosperity and poverty. Take my hand, and I will lead you across the abyss. Let me show you a new life, a new world order, a world where nothing will ever be the same again. Walk my pathway, and let me educate you in my ways. Allow me to release the inhumanity in your soul. Permit me to break you and bend you to my will. Submit to me and cower at my name. My name is fear. My name is COVID-19.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The tour of the Gulf was such a nice idea. The fresh air, the birds flying close by. The tour of the Gulf was also cheap. No one wanted fresh air and rain, birds flying close by and pooping. So they embarked. Wonderful adventure, unique opportunity, an experience you'll never forget. Yes, it sure was unforgettable, especially when the boat tilted dramatically to one side and people screamed at the top of their lungs, scaring the poor birds away. Fresh air was something difficult to find, too. Everyone was sick, and bird poop was not exactly the worst thing happening that day. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I wish you a great week. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 726 with a prompt of golf. Here's my story. Marissa's eyes went wide. What do you mean by a memory wipe? Does it hurt? Bill Burt's dad shrugged. Yeah. It hurts a lot while it's happening, but then, you don't remember afterward. Thus, the term memory wipe. It was a technique we developed during the Gulf War and Desert Storm for people who learned what our government was really doing. Mr. Albraghetti sniffed. He's lying, Marissa. They can't do something like that. Bill Burt's dad nodded. Yup. It is a pretty far-fetched idea. Kind of like being able to fly. Marissa gulped. I think we should just go home, Dad. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Tour Robert Zolino here with a story on the word golf. In my plane, I enjoyed imagining that the cloud layer below was actually land, vast continents with unfathomable gulfs between them. What civilizations flourish on those thousand-mile cliffs and fight and decay and flourish again. Then a bird strike took out an engine and half a wing. I was fighting for hours to bring it down. Those landscapes opened up like a fractal, detail within detail within detail. Finally, I hit ground and staggered from the wreck. That was a long time ago. I can hardly believe now that I came from a tiny rocky ball orbiting a fusion reactor.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic Gulf. It's called Breakfast Betrayal. I sense a gulf growing between us, she said. Lowering my newspaper, I looked at her quizzically. I'm not sure what you mean. She sighed, placing the coffee pot on the table. You're not like you used to be. You've grown distant. You don't want to talk to me anymore, and when you look at me, it's as if I mean nothing to you. I shrugged. I don't know what to say, but how about you rustle me up an omelette? It was time to change my breakfast diner. These waitresses were getting just a little too friendly. All done. Stay safe, folks. I'll speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening just doesn't have a title. Too damn tired. But here we go. This is a golf ball. Don't you mean a golf ball? Nope. A golf ball. Looks like a golf ball. Round, white, dimples. Look carefully. Closer, Clarice. It says Tampa CC. Yep. So, look at this one. It says Miami CC. Now you see? No. This is an Atlantic ball, and this is a golf ball. What? It's the water. Water. Did you flunk geography in high school? You've never been to Florida. Didn't think so. Let me break this down. Ocean, big body of water. Gulf, small body of water. Oh, I get it. That's a golf ball. Okay, that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are. Actually, I know where you are. You're home.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
On some maps, it's called the Persian Gulf. On other maps, it's called the Arabian Gulf. It depends where you're from. Arab governments that hate Iran call it the Arabian Gulf. while most of the rest of the world calls it the Persian Gulf. Although most of the rest of the world also hates Iran. It's also called the Gulf of Basra by a few, and also just the Gulf. Which Gulf? You know, the Gulf. And then they whisper, the Persian Gulf. Or point to it on a map, put their finger on their nose, and they wink.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories by you on the topic of golf. Thank you to everyone who is a part of this and continues to be a part of it, whether you're listening, or you're writing, or creating, or whatever you're doing. And while we're all cooped up in our homes, or wherever we are, in hospitals, or all that kind of thing, and if you need a distraction, I hope this helps. And if you write that great novel, or if you do something else that's creative and whatever, let me know. Believe me, I've got plenty of time. Thank you all for being a part of the weekly challenge, and the next topic is going to be, let's see, what is it? Device. I thought about changing the topic for next week, but let's stick to the schedule. But if you feel like writing something on whatever you're going through right now, go ahead. It's all right. I'll see you all next week. Until then, stay safe. Keep washing your hands. If you've got a mask, wear it. Try not to hoard too much toilet paper. I don't know why you're doing that. And as always, keep it brief.